So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Perek Zayin of the Zohar Halacha Zayin, Not the car. If I aimed in a Pesach Hamadino, the Hoy will be out at Sura Mako, a cheaper, a Kadura, a Sayef, a Tar the Vitabas, has cost a Shula Vadiski Chavim with Osir Bahana. Stram Paskins, pay you aimed in a Pesach Hamadino. You don't need a Dati Shemalachim, but you need aimed in a Pesach Hamadino. Any Paskins that is true, even in the Rabbanon. That has to do with how to learn the Gemara about a Dati Shemalachim and aimed in a Pesach Hamadino, and is it? Two opinions or one opinion, and is it going in a mayor, going in the rabbanon? That set of issues over there in Yishayim. So the Rambam holds that it's the Rambam holds that Rises has two different opinions. So he doesn't pass in Dati Shemalochem, but he does pass in Leimdin Pesach Hamedino. And he passes that it's not like Rashi, that it's a chumrah, that it's a cooler, rather. It's only also if it's al Pesach Hamedino. Perhaps the Rebbeinu Tam, when Tam is only mutter, it's al Pesach Hamedino. Only also if it's al Pesach Hamedino. And he passes it as lav davka in a meir, qualifying the rabban. The Rambam passes like the rabban. So even if you have a tzipor, a kadur, a sayef, a mak, it's only also when it's aimed at pesach hamadina ches kshula, but it's kechavim be also b'hano. Apparently, the Rambam holds that beyond the makul, a tzipor, and so on, is not a vaday of an azar. It's only a suffix. So if it's a pesach hamadina, it's ches kosei, then it's a azar. If it's not a pesach hamadina, it's not ches kosei, then it's a azar. The meir becheskes lenoy umutin. Then the Rambam says, and this is really the Rambam we want to talk about today. Slomi Abedis Kechavim, Hanintzoim, Mushlochim, Bishuk, he found it selling. It's a hard to sell, he's talking about it in the previous halach. Slomi Abedis Kechavim, that means, but Sura Abedis Kechavim, you don't know what it is for sure. Hanintzoim, Mushlochim, Bishuk, Bishuk, and Maybetech, and Gutois, and you found it a band bucket, or in a garbage, Gutois, like a garbage, Hareilu Mutarim, so it's Mutarim. Ain't Sarach Leimar, Shivit Slameim. Kolshin came if it's a Shivit Slameim. But even a wholesalem, if you had a Mushluch Batatois, it's not a Bada Batazar, it's only a Tselem. You found a Mushluch Batatois, Mushluch Bashuk, so it is Mutter. Shvar, also Mutter if it's Mushluch. But I might say, so right away, so you see in this Ramah, a Kula and a Chumra. First of all, we see a kula, that even a whole tzelem, not a shivay tzelem, but a whole a ganzen tzelem, a tzelem that becomes a tzelem that would be awesome. But if you found it, mushluch b'teich hashuk, mushluch b'teich hagritoris, so then it's mutter. Apparently, the fact that shluch is a simon that it's mutter. Either it's a simon that it was. Never in the first place, it was never maybe. Where it's a simon that even if it was never, but they were in the Siyash Mila Avdoi, there's this concept of the Siyash Mila Avdoi, one or the other. But one way or another, the fact that it's Mushluch is a head. That's a Marduk Echidish. Where did Rambam get that from? The Mishnah we have Shivit Slum, that there's a head there, that Gansin at Slum, the whole Slum, if you found the Mushluch, they have a head there. So where did Rambam pick that up from? The Rambam also see a chumra that the head there shivay tzlamim. The Mishnah says shivay tzlamim are. I might say shivay tzlamim are mutarim. The Rambam says that's only when you found a mushluch b'shuk b'teich hagutayis. Smash when the Rambam that if it wasn't mushluch b'shuk, it wasn't a mushluch. So then it's taka also. Where did the Rambam get that chumra from? The Mishnah says shivay tzlamim are mutarim. Where did the Rambam say that shivay tzlamim are only mutar if the mushluch b'shuk mushluch b'teich hagutayis? So maybe we could say that the Rambam learned it from the lashon of Maitse. This is Hamaitse Shibet Slomim. We already saw in Taisus. Taisus says Maitse is Mashma B'Shuk. It's not Mashma in the, you know, it's not Mashma in its proper place. The lashon of Maitse is Mashma B'Shuk. So Taisus said it that it means, you know, even B'Shuk. But maybe the Rambam held that Maitse means Dafka B'Shuk. That the heter of Maitse Shibet Slomim is only when you found it Maitse. You found it Stam abandoned somewhere. You found it in its proper place. It's Dafka. The Rambam saw in the lashon of Mishnah that it's really, that it's awesome. A little bit of shayach, I think. The Moshul, Rish Lakish says that David is Arish Nishtaba Meila Arizim Muteris. And with Rish Lakish, if you found Shivish, every time that Arizim breaks, it's Becheskas, it's Mutter. Blessed Jubra. L'chayra. And you see that the Moshul relates to Rish Lakish to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish from the Mishnah, only Shivish Lama Mutter, not Shivish Arizim. Rish Lakish answers, no, but I didn't feel the Shavei Avodah only wants to tell me, it only wants me to die but to be sizing like a mayor. The Gemara in the top of. The Gemara in the Malachim and Beis. So, L'chir Rish Lakish, why should it only be if it was Mushlach? Even if you found it, wherever you found it, but it's an Avodah Zarah, it's an Mishtamah, it's an Avodah Zarah, it's an Avodah Zarah, either the Gavro, the Gavro, it's an Avodah Zarah. So, Mechatesh should have to be Mushlach. You see, Rish Lakish didn't make this deik, so we don't pass on the Rish Lakish. But you see, Rish Lakish, l'chayra, see, the Rish Lakish didn't have this deik of Maitzi, that you found it abandoned. Right? Pshuta. Rish Lakish said, but it's Arish Nishtaba Milah Reza Muteris. And it's Mavur in the Gemara that Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about Pshat in the Mishnah. According to Rav Yochanan, only Shivei Slomim have the heter. According to Rish Lakish, even Shivei Avodazara have the heter, because we don't believe the Pshat is because we assume that it was Nishtaba Meileh. That's Mavur in the Gemara. The Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I might say Shivei Slomim. Should we be Medayah because Shivei Avodazara are also Rav Yochanan? Or should we say, no, who I did not feel is Shivei Avodazara Mutter? So, Avodazara Shnishtaba impinges on how you learn the Mishnah of Shivei Avodazara. If Hamaitzah Shivei Slomim is only if it's Mushloch, then why should that be? According to Rish Lakish, that the Heter is based on Avodazara Shnishtaba Meileh, why should it have to be Mushloch? So you see that according to Rish Lakish, we're not Medayek the Lashon of Maitzi that it means that it was abandoned. So you see that that's not the Pshat in Hamaitzi. So who says that even if. So that Nekuda, who says that anybody argues? Once you say Rish Lakish doesn't have Yikav HaMaitzim, so make a face it's a deek at all. Then I had another already in the Rambam. Whatever the mukkah for these halachas in the Rambam, whatever the mukkah is, what's the side of these heterim? Rambam says a heter. You found an avarizor, not an avarizor, a tselem. You found a tselem, buch pasuk, or betechag betoys. So it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Presumably the heter is based on the fact that it's there was some kind of bittel. Some kind of pastus. This is based on the fact that it was some kind of bittel. Either the bittel of Yadayim, or the bittel of Nisyashu, or the bittel of Nishtab Meileh. Nishtab Meileh, the Ram kind of pastus is also. It's also, but presumably it's based on some kind of concept of bittel. Our sugi is a sugi about, as far as we've seen so far, the sugi is a sugi of bittel. Slamim Shivei Avodazara. It's a sugi about bittel. When do you say it's bottle? When do you say it's not bottle? When do you say he was mevatel biyadai? When do you say that it was? He said nafshalei atzala. They were in the sky shmila avda. You see in the Gemara. It's a Gemara about without getting into any of the details. The whole sugi we spent already on sugi. The whole sugi has been a sugi about different kinds of bittel. Bittel biyadai, the bittel of nisyash, or the bittel of yush, the bittel of nafshalei atzala. These are all. That's the subject matter of the sugi. Is bittel Avodazara. So yeah, the Rambam doesn't seem to work exactly with the sugya in the details, but somehow he had a shot on the sugya. The sugya is a sugya about bittel. So the Chayyim Rami is telling me halachas and hilchos bittul. That when you find the Berazah, mushluch bashut, mushluch b'teich hagvetoris, there's some kind of presumption that it was nisbat. Very shver. The Rambam does not tell me that there's such a thing as bittul of avodah zarah till perek ches. This is halacha in perek zayin. Person, the Rambam is very musuda. The concept of bittul of avodah zarah, the Rambam introduces us in perek ches. So how can he tell me over here? How can he have over here in Perek Zayin before he's even told us that such a thing as bittul, the halachas of Avodah Zarah that you found mushluch Avodah Zarah that was in this battle? That's a third problem in the Rambam. Then there's another thing. The Rambam continues. Ram says, "Aval hamitzay yad mitzuris kaykov a mazel." But if you found the hand of the tzura of a kaykov or a mazel, how could a kaykov have a hand? Because a kaykov doesn't mean a kaykov; it means like it means like Mercury, Jupiter. You know, these are gods, but they associated the various kichovim with gods. So it's a tzura of an avodah zarah, a mazel. A raglo, or its regal, or any other eber. Rambam is not only limited to yad and regal, but any whole eber. Mushloch, hareza osur b'hano. Even though it's abandoned, it's still osur b'hano. Hoyol b'yodah b'vadei shezeh ha'eber min suras avodes kechavim ha'nevedes. Since you know for sure that this is an avodah zarah, it's not just a tselem that maybe it was avodah zarah, but here you know for sure that it was an avodah zarah. So therefore, even though now you found it abandoned, harei b'sura ashi vodolach shoyv dekechovim oivdeha b'tlu, until you know for sure that it was above. So the Rambam, this is the Rambam's take, passage in the Mishnah of Motzah Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. Shakeres v'em nevo. The Rambam learns the Motzah Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is lav davka yad or regel. It's any evelim. And the Rambam learns also, what's the word of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel? The word is that since it's a whole eber, so since it's from the fact that it's a whole eber, you could recognize that it's an avodah zarah v'alei. If I stama nose, how do you know where this nose came from? Maybe it was a... Who knows? How could you know whose nose it is? But you find the whole eber, so you could recognize from the whole eber, oh, this is the eber, this is the way you can see from the tzur of the eber, that this is the eber of, you know, of Athena, or this is the eber of Zeus, or it's the Abraham. You could tell that these things were very stylized, and you could tell from the way the Abraham was made that this is the way they made the Abraham that particular Avodah Zarah. You know, you have a Tfiyah Sayin, and an Abraham Shalom is a Tfiyah Sayin that is an Avodah Zarah Vadois. So it doesn't have the Nstam of itself. It's an Avodah Zarah Vadois. That's Ramlur's Tablis Yad, Tablis Rakh, means you can recognize it's an Avodah Zarah Vadois. And therefore, you don't have the Heter of Mushluch. Mushluch is only where you're not sure if it was a Tselem in the first place. Yilchor is a bit, it's not anymore, but Sfek Sefer. Rabbi Yochanan has this concept of Sfek Sefer. So the heter of Tzlomim, I might say Tzlomim, Shivet Tzlomim, Rambam doesn't even hold Tzlomim, it's based on the fact that Tzlomim is a Suffolk in the first place. It's a Suffolk in the first place, and now you have a Suffolk also, then it's Mushluch. Some of this drama is taken on Sfek Sefer. But we have a Tavnus Yadon, Tavnus Regal, Tavnus Yadon, Tavnus Regal, doesn't have a Sfek Sefer. Because you know for sure that's in a Vodazar. So I is Mushluch now, maybe they were Mabatlut. That's not enough, Ein Suffolk, Moitzim, Medevadeh. So therefore, it remains also. That's the Rambam learns the mission of Tavnus Yadon, Tavnus Regal. That doesn't have the Sfek Sefer. Yeah, as far as that's fine. That's very gishmak. Gishmak of Shat and Motz of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. The word of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel, Kesevim Neva, is that it's recognizable as being from an Avodah Zarah, and that's the reason why it's also. The reason why Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is also is because it's recognizable as an Avodah Zarah. So it doesn't go into Rav Yochanan's Sfek Sefer. The question is that the Rambam has this, says in Perek Ches, Allah Chir Allah. Avad is kechavim shehi nikhu o ibdeo. And Avad is other was abandoned. It's a Mishnah later. V'shah sholem uteres b'ano sheri b'tlu. It was abandoned v'shah sholem when they didn't have any reason to run away. They stam abandoned Avodah Zarah. So it's mutter, because we assume that they were mevatel it, that's why they abandoned it. The abandonment is a bit. B'shas mucham asur, But if there was a war and they ran away, they were refugees. So the fact that they abandoned their Avodah Zarah, that doesn't mean that they really were nisayish from the Avodah Zarah. So it's awesome. Avodah Iskechovim shenishtabah me'elel, shvareh asur banorashi yivatulah. The Avodah Zarah that broke by itself, the shvareh ma'osim. Rama passes like a Yerdalim. That Avodah Zarah shenishtabah me'elel, reis asur, we don't see nashol yatzalah. Lefichoch, ha'maitzei shivei Avodah Iskechovim. If you find shivei Avodah Iskechovim, Hare Elu Asurim Vahana Shema Lebetulat Dikichovim. If you found Shibay Avodah Zarah, they're awesome. Because even though they're broken, you don't know they broke a diet. Maybe you broke Me'ilel. And if you broke Me'ilel, then it's awesome. So my question is, this is the exact same halacha that Ram had before about Amaitzi Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regal. First we found Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regal. I raised the Asura. Why? Because since it was a Vare Avodah Zarah and there's a Sofik Bittel. So a Sofik Bittel. Sofik bittul is not mitzvah from a vadei avodah zarah. So why the Rambam divided up? He has the halacha in Perek Zayin. He has basically the same halacha. Here he specifies tavnis yad and tavnis regel. Here he talks about shivei avodah zarah in general. This halacha of tavnis yad and tavnis regel is just an instantiation of the halacha of shivei avodah zarah also. Shivei avodah zarah also. The Rambam says in Perek Ches. Why did he say it again now here in Perek? Why did he say it twice in Perek Zayin and again in Perek Ches? Not the doctor Shel Rambam. He's mamash repeating the same halacha. The only difference between Perek Zayin and Perek Ches is that Perek Ches he talks about Shivei Avodah Zarah without specifying a particular Avodah Zarah. And here you have a case Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. The way you know that Avodah Zarah is from the Tzura of the Yad and the Regel or the Eibah Shalom. Okay, it's basically the same halacha. So it belongs together over there. Yes, Rambam should say Shivei Avodah Zarah also. Avodah Zarah should establish the Harei Zasura. The Fichah Hamaytz Shivei Avodah Zarah Harei Zasura. Ketzad Motzah Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel Eibah Shalom. And you can tell from the Tzura that it's an Avodah Zarah Vadois. So Mimela the Shlarim are also. You can even add I feel a Meshukah B'Tochah Gritois if the Rambam wants to emphasize that. Why does he divide the halacha in half? He has it in Perek Zayin and he has it. So again, in Perek Ches. So these are all the problems here in the Rambam. So basically, this is an exercise in forensic parshanos. We have the Sefer Rambam, and we have to reconstruct what the sugya must have looked like for the Rambam. Rambam obviously had some kind of different take on the sugya than what we've seen so far. That should produce these Rambams. So we have to sort of like, based on the evidence that we have here in the Rambam, to try to like reimagine the whole sugya. Not barely, but this the Rambam had a different shot in the sugya. We need to reimagine the whole sugya of Mamash from scratch. To reimagine the sugya, how it looked like for the Rambam. So what is the evidence that we have to go? Like, how do you even approach a thing like this? So start with clues. Like, what do we see in the Rambam? Do we have any clues in the Rambam about, you know, how to look at the sugya? So one thing we have in the Rambam is his take on Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. The Rambam has a different shot in Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is lav dafka hand or a foot. And there's not a particular chashivas of the hand and the foot. The Moshe Taisus we saw Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. They deify the hand special or the foot special, so it doesn't have nashul yatzala. It's a whole mahalach. The Rambam doesn't have it. The word of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel that it's an eva sholin, and therefore you have a tefias ayin. You could recognize it's an avodah zarah vadois. Find that it's not. You find it near. You don't know what it is. You find it Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. You could tell that it's an avodah zarah vadois. So that's one clue that we have to work with. I think it's another maybe, it's not exactly a clue, but I have a hargosha that maybe will help us. The Rambam makes this distinction between if you found the Avodah Zarah, or you found the Tzelem, or you found the Shivrei Tzlamim, mushloch bashuk, or betoichat betoich, you found it abandoned, or you found it in its proper place. And we don't know where the Rambam got it from. We read the sugya, we didn't see such a distinction. So where could the Rambam, you know, without having yet done the work of reconstruction, where in the sugya might the Rambam possibly have read some kind of distinction between an Avodah Zarah that's in its proper place and an Avodah Zarah that was mushloch b'shukah b'teichah gutais? Imdan al-Basisim. We have this girl, Imdan al-Basisim. So we had different shot of what does it mean, Imdan al-Basisim, Rashi on a pedestal, and the Rishonim learned that it means that it had a flat base, it was manufactured flat base. Tosfos learns that it broke off with the flat base. It's different shot of. It's very attractive to say. I think this stems that the Rambam learned Imdan al Basisun means that it was not mushloch, it wasn't abandoned somewhere. It was al Basisun. It was you found the Avodah Zarah in its proper place. Imdan al Basisun means Imdan al Mekayim. What's an abandoned, even though it's a sheder, shivet zara, shivet slumim, but you didn't find the shivet slumim in the garbage heap, you know, or, you know, where the bulldozer left it. You found the shivet slumim, I'm the nelbasisim, you found the shvarim right there by the, where the abadah zara was standing in the first place, or where you know the abadah zara was standing in the first place. You know, you see, there's the pedestal, here's the abadah zara, here's the shvarim. Know that these things were not abandoned and thrown away. They're I'm the nelbasisim. I think that's going to be a clue over here, that and the Rambam's taken the whole sugya. So we have those two clues. Rambam has a psalup shat and al basisim. And we have this other Rambam that we can have this yad and tav this regal. So maybe based on that, we can try to walk through the sugya and maybe sort of, you know, imagine how the Rambam read the sugya. So I want to make the following. I want to make an attempt to do that. So we'll start from scratch. Let's say like this. The Gemara initially assumed, since we see that Imdan al-Basisim becomes like an Ukimta later in the Gemara, so maybe we could assume that the Gemara, L'chatchila, was assuming that the Hamaytzi Shivet Shlomim is talking about where it was not Imdan al-Basisim. Which that's Eshach HaSukkah. Imdan al-Basisim, we know, is going to be a Teretz later on. You know, was going to ask in Shmuel from the Mishnah. When it's to say, Hokam Ayaskinan Vayim Dan Albas, Tirgum of Shmuel Vayim Dan Albasisu. So it's safe to say, Vayim Dan Albasisu means that it was not Mushluch Bashuk. That means that L'chatchila the Gemara thought that it was Mushluch Bashuk. And that's how the Gemara read the Lashon of Hamaitse. The Mishnah is Hamaitse Shivet Shlomo. So the Gemara L'chatchila thought Hamaitse Shivet Shlomo means you found it Mushluch Bashuk. The Gemara later on is going to say, Tirgum of Shmuel, maybe that's not the Shad. Hamaitse Shivet Shlomo means Vayim Dan Albasisu, not Mushluch Bashuk. But the Hanochah Rishon in the sugya, the point of departure in the sugya was the Mishnah's initial reading of the Mishnah. The Gemara's initial reading of the Mishnah was Hamaitzi Shivei Tzlamim. You found Mushluch abandoned somewhere, Shvarim of a tzel. So that's how we're going to read the Mishnah. The Gemara initially reads the Mishnah Hamaitzi Shivei Tzlamim Eil Mutar. Now, in this kind of case, we have two, there's Tarta the Tivusim. There's two things in favor of our being Mata these Shivei Shlomim. First of all, they're broken. And secondly, they're abandoned. Because the Gemara initially thinks Maitzi means it was abandoned, it was Mushluch. So those two things, the fact that the Shevar is broken and the fact that the Shvarim are abandoned, so the Gemara initially holds that that's the Yisaiter of the, that's the Yisaiter of the Heter. The Heter is Shivei Shlomim. Hamaitzei Shivet. Never mind the word slum so far, but Hamaitzei Shivet means the title was there's two reasons to think that this Avodah Zarah here is that this thing is mutter, because it was abandoned and because it's broken. Now, how exactly this thing became mutter? You know, this really, we don't have to commit ourselves. What exactly is the reason why it's mutter? I mean, it's mutter because I see it's broken and abandoned, but what does that tell me? I tell me that they were battle it. You know, maybe that's a sibling, the two things together. You see it's broken, you see it's abandoned. So it's a riot at somebody, they were battle it, they broke it, be a dime. That's why they threw it away. They don't believe it. They smashed it and threw it away. It might be a riot, maybe it's not a riot, they smashed it, be a dime. At least it might be a riot that they were nisyayish. You know, if they still believed in it, they wouldn't have thrown it away. They would have fixed it. But if it's broken and thrown away, so it's a riot. So if it's not a riot that they broke it, at least it's a riot that they were nisyayish from it. Or, third possibility, it might be a raya that it was never an Avodah Zarah in the first place. You know, that's also a possibility. It's only a seller. It says Mishivei Shlomo. Maybe the fact that it's broken and abandoned is a raya that L'chatchila was never an Avodah Zarah. Maybe all of the above. We don't have to, we're starting from scratch over here. You know, we're starting from scratch in the city. We don't know. We want to leave all of our options open. Could be all of these things are included in this kind of Mishivei Shlomo. Find Shivei Shlomo, abandoned. Yesh lahaniyach that they're, one way or another, these are not, no, these are no longer viable of a desires. Maybe they never were, even if they were. Maybe there was bitl, maybe there was yilsh. So they are mutter. The Mishnah goes on and says, Tav nisyad and tav. So if we're learning the Mishnah this way, it's Pashim Shat in the Mishnah. This is the way the Gemara initially understands the Mishnah. Hamaitzi Shivei Shlomim, that it does not mean Vayim Dan Albasisa. It means, so the head there is that it was Maitzei Shivrei. And then a third thing the Mishnah says, Shlomim. Shlomim means that it was never about a desire in the first place. Maybe that also, L'chatchila, at least, you know, maybe that's also part of the Heter over here. You have Tlosel L'tivus. you might say Shivrei Slonim. Three things going on your side. It's broken, abandoned, and it's only Tzelah in the first place. You don't know for sure that it's Tzelah Tzar. And that's really borne out by the Sefer. The Mishnah says, but Matzu Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regel. Harei Lassur, what's the Chason of Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regel? The Rambam says, because you can tell it's Tzelah Tzar. If you can tell it's Tzelah Tzar, it's also Ayat Maitzi Shivrei. It's abandoned and broken. Doesn't matter, but as that doesn't have the third element there. It's not Slomim. It's Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. It's about Eved Azar. So that's the way the Mishnah. Let's say that that's the way the Gemara L'Chatchila understands the Mishnah. The heter of the Mishnah is based on three things. You're Maisei, Shivrei, Slomim. You're missing some of those ingredients. It wasn't a Tzelah. It was Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. It's not going to be a Mutter. It wasn't Maisei. It's not going to be a Mutter. It wasn't Slomim. It wasn't a Shivrei, maybe it's also Mutter. That's the head, the Mutter Shivrei Slomim. Then, fine, dos. That's the Chatchil. Then the Gemara brings a member from Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Afilu Yavad Azar. So Shmuel tells me that the Heter is not only limited to Mutter Shivrei Slomim, but you have a Heter even by Mutter Shivrei Yavad Azar. Also mutter. Ayat zavade, but it's not zavade. So nechran, Shmuel says nechran. It's not zavade, but I have the other two heter. It's mitzvah shivrei. It was abandoned and it's broken. Abandoned and broken, like Czechoslovakia. So abandoned and broken. It's mutter. I don't care that it's not a tzela. It was zavade, but it's not. But now it's abandoned and broken. So enough. That's enough of a heter according to Shmuel. Maybe because Shmuel holds that Avodah Zarah Shnishtabila Muteres. Maybe. Or maybe we don't have to come on that. Even if Avodah Zarah Shnishtabila Reza Asura. But here it's not just Nishtabila. It was abandoned and broken. Maybe that's more. Maybe that's a simon that if they broke it be a diet. Or maybe that's a simon that in this particular case they were Nisiyash. You know, even Avodah Zarah Shnishtabila, I don't say they were Nisiyash. But if it's Moitse Shibbe, if it was broken and abandoned, maybe that's already more of a riot that they were Nisiyash. Not kapana, that's Shmuel's memory. You don't need the element of Tzlomim. All you need is the Maitzi Shivrei. So the Gemara asks, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, HaMaitzi Shivrei Tzlomim. It doesn't say, HaMaitzi Shivrei Avodah Zarah. It says, HaMaitzi Shivrei Tzlomim. It's mashma. We need all three things. You need three elements for the Heter. So it's against Shmuel. The Gemara's first answer, the Gemara answers, that in a Chanami, according to Shmuel, it should have said, HaMaitzi Shivrei Avodah Zarah too. And the reason why it said Hamaitzi Shivrei Tzlomim is because it wants to. Because why is Hamaitzi Shivrei Tzlomim? Oh, we have to say like this here. So the Gemara answers. Well, the Gemara doesn't understand what. Say wrinkle over here. So the Gemara answers. Mishum dekabayin list is safe for Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. Yes. So I'm going to learn, I think, because this is just like when you have something in the Gemara where the Gemara doesn't understand its answer. That you need the next step to understand the answer. Very often you have the Gemara says an answer. The Gemara itself doesn't understand the answer. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? What does that even say? What did you just tell me? And then the Gemara explains what the answer really, really meant. The way I want to present this, we're going to have to... I can't explain to you my whole reasoning right now, but you'll see in a second. Well, I think that's why how it's going to work over here. So the Gemara starts off and says, how can they say that the Heter is even HaMaitzi Shivrei Avodah Zarah? The Mishnah says HaMaitzi Shivrei Tzlomim. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dekabayi L'Mishni Sefer. Is that the Lashon of the Gemara? In Mishum Dekabayi L'Mishni Sefer, Motzot Tadot Tavnis Regel Areil Asurim, Neshech Eseh Behem Nevot. Because it wants to say the Sefer. So the Gemara then turns around and says, what does that mean? Mishum Dekabayi L'Mishni Sefer. What did you gain? Because it wants to say the safe of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is a Shevar Avodah Zarah, which is exactly the thing that says it's a Mutter. So Mari Machta, you're telling me you're sending me to the safe. It talks about Slomim because it wants to talk about. It's telling me I don't know for sure this is Avodah Zarah. So it talked about Slomim because it wanted to tell me the safe about Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. But Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel means. What's Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel? Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel means, I don't know, I didn't see anybody worship it. So it's not an Avodah Zarah, it's only a Tzelem. But it's a Tzelem that I can recognize that it's a Surah and Avodah. It's one of the recible forms of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, that's more Chomer than a regular Tzelem. That's a Tzelem that I can identify that it was an Avodah Zarah. So it said, it didn't want to say Avod Zara. So Avod Zara would mean we saw it being Nebat. So what's the word of Tavim, Tzad, and Tavim Zregel? If you saw it being Nebat, Tzad, and Tavim Zregel are the same thing. So it talks about Slomim, because only in Slomim does it make sense to then talk about Tavim, Tzad, and Tavim Zregel. Because a Tavim, Tzad, and Tavim Zregel is exactly what's the chumra of a Tavim, Tzad, and Tavim Zregel, that even though it came from Itzelem, but I can recognize that it's one of the, you know, from its features, that it's one of the recognizable Tzuras and Evodis. So that's why the Mishnah talks about Slomim, in order to make the distinction about Tavim, Tzad, and Tavim Zregel. Bottom line is the Sefer says Tavim Zad and Tavim Zregel is awesome. Why is it Taka awesome? Lefi Shmuel, it should be mutter. That's the Hemshach here. But the Gemara started off saying, why did it say Slomim? The Heter applies even to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara answers because it wants to set up some Slomim of Tavim Zad and Tavim Zregel. Tavim Zad and Tavim Zregel in Avodah Zarah makes no difference. If you know for sure that it was Nebad, you can find the nose of the ear. It's also awesome. The answer is no. We're talking about a tablet, Zad, and a tablet. In fact, we're talking about Slomim, where it makes a difference if you found the nose, so you don't know if it's more than a Selim, and you found the Yad and the regular, where you could then deduce that it was really from a Tzura and a Venice. Fet and Weber, what have you gained? We're already now in the bottom of the Omud. What have you gained? At the end of the day, it says the Tavim Zad and Tavim Zregel are also. Why is Zad and Tavim Zregel also? Because it's a Tzura and a Venice. If it's a Tzura and a Venice, so what is it? It's Moitzi Shivay of a Nazar. Well, that's exactly what Shmuel says. It's a Mutter. Moitzi Shivay of a Nazar is Mutter. That's Shmuel. So what is Shmuel going to do with the Sefer? It said Slomim to set up Tavim Zad and Tavim Zad. Why is Tavim Zad and Tavim Zad also? Shouldn't it be better than Shivay, than Moitzi Shivay to Shivay of a Nazar? So what is the more answer? Take him with Shmuel. Shmuel will say, the Mishnah is talking about Amdan al-Basisim. Amdan al-Basisim, we said, means that it was not Mushluch. It was not Mushluch. It means like this. I think the Kedar Hamas, the Gemara's answer is, Shmuel will say the Mishnah is not talking about where it was Mushluch. Even though it says Maitse, it doesn't mean Maitse, but Shulchav HaGutayichav HaGutayis. It was Amdan al-Basisim. He found it in its place. So therefore, all you have is the fact that it was Shivrei Shlomim. That's not Maitse Shivrei Shlomim. Shmuel himself, on the other hand, who said that Shivrei Vadazara Mutter, was talking about Maitse Shivrei Vadazara, where it was Besech HaShukha B'Tech HaGvitois. That's Gemara's answer. Gemara's answer is the Mishnah is a different case than Shmuel. When Shmuel said Shivrei Vadazara Mutter, he was talking about a case where it was Maitse Shivrei Vadazara. She have to have two elements of heter, two proofs that this thing is not never. That this thing was either never, or if it was never, it was abandoned or in this battle. Because it was Maitzei, meaning it was B'tei Chagvitois, B'tei Chashukha, B'tei Chashukha, B'tei Chagvitois, and it was Shvarim, and it was broken. So Maitzei, Shivrei, even though it's about Zara, Shmuel says it's enough, it's Shivrei. You have that, those two elements of heter. The Mishnah, on the other hand, is talking about Ayin Ben Al-Basisam. It's talking about where it was not Mushloch. If it's not Mushluch, you don't have that element of Maitzei. All you have is Shivrei. It says how in the Mishnah already, Shivrei, so Shivrei is, so you only have one, only have the element of Heter of Shivrei. It says in the Mishnah, it's only Shivrei, but it's not Maitzei. And Matzah in the Mishnah is Lav Dachim, it's going to be Matzah of Ashok. So you don't have the Heter of Maitzei, you only have the Heter of Shivrei. Says in the Mishnah, that's only by Tzlomim, not by Avodah Zarah Mamish, not by Tavis Yad and Tavis Regal. And that's good for the Teres and Gemara. Shmuel in the Mishnah, talking about different cases. Shmuel is talking about was Maitzei Shivrei, was Mushluch Bashuk. So that's, you have already a double heter right there, Maitzei Shivrei. You have Tazel Tivusa right there. So you can be Matar even Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah that says that we're only Matar Shlomim and not Avodah Zarah, not Tavis Yad and Tavis Regel, that's Shlomim Oim Den Al-Basisim. So you lose the heter, you lose the element of Maitzei. All you have is Shivrei. You only have a Shivrei, so then you need Shivrei Shlomim or Shivrei Shlomim or Mutter, Shivrei Tavis Yad and Tavis Regel, Shivrei Avodah Zarah, those are going to be. Those are going to be awesome. So it comes out. Again, we haven't had any chidushim that didn't follow the map, that really didn't follow from just our initial assumption. The Ayim Dinal Basisim means Mushluch Bashuk. Everything else we've done is just follow where that leads us from Shat in the Gemara. So now what comes out so far? That according to Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it comes out that we have two major kulus. We first looked at the Mishnah and we thought that in order to be matir, in order to have this to be mutter, you need three things: Maitzei, Shivrei, Tzlomim. Before Shmuel started talking, we thought Maitzei, Shivrei, Tzlomim. Three things: Mushluch, Shivrei, Tzlomim, meaning not Varei, but Zar. And if you're missing any of those, if you're missing those three, it's not mutter. Shmuel says, first of all, Shmuel says, no, you don't need the third thing. You don't need the Mitzvah Shiva, you don't need Slachit. Mitzvah Shiva, but it's also, that's a big kulam. Against the Pashup Shach in the Mishnah, against what we initially thought. Then the Gemara asks in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah doesn't say the way. The Mishnah says that Tavnus Had and Tavnus Shagel are also. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about Ayim Danal B'Sison. Well, that tells me another kulam. That even though Ayim Danal B'Sison, so you lose the head there, might say, but there's still a head there, Shivay Shlomim. That Shiva Shlomim Mamutter, even if they're not Mushlech. That also I didn't know. You know, initially I read the Mishnah, I thought you need Mitzvah Shiva Shlomim, you need Klosel L'Tivusa. Shmuel tells me you don't need Klosel L'Tivusa. Basically, what comes out is according to Shmuel, you don't need three things L'Tivusa. All you need are two. You don't need Mitzvah Shiva Shlomim. It's enough to have either Mitzvah Shiva, could be even have a Zara, but Mitzvah Shiva Avodah Zara is a Mutter. That's the member of Shmuel himself. And then the Mishnah tells me another thing. In the Mishnah, it's like, the Mishnah is not Mitzvah. So the Mishnah tells me another kulam. That Shivrei Tzlomim are Mutarim. Even though it's not Mitzvah, but Shivrei Tzlomim are Mutarim. But only Shivrei Tzlomim, not Shivrei Vodazar. In a way, it comes out. A short end of this is, you need it's enough to have Tatil Tivus, so you don't need Tlosil Tivus. As long as you have two mitigating factors. Mitzvah Shivrei is Mutar, that's Shmuel's Memra. And the Mishnah tells me, if you don't have Mitzvah, but Shivrei Tzlomim are Mutar. That's Shmuel. Then you start the sugya about Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish have a machlekes, have a lezar, and a shtab meleil. Is it mutter? Is it, you know for sure? You saw the avodah zarah coming down, and now we have a machlekes. So the piece is also the piece is mutter. Nashuli atzolo. That's we'll take as written. So if Rav Yochanan asks Reish Lakish from the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that shivay avodah zarah. That Shivei Shlomim are Mutter. Shivei Shlomim are Mutter. But Shivei Avodah Zarah apparently are also. In fact, the Gemara, why is Shivei Avodah Zarah also? According to Shmuel, what's the chash? Worst case scenario, broke by itself. Broke by itself is also mutter. As I think like this, I think that's apparently from this Gemara you see that we're not chayshish that a Jew broke it. I will say, like the Rishonim say, that if a Jew broke it, he would have gotten rid of the pieces. That's not in our radar that a Jew broke it. So you find a broken Avodah Zarah, our possibilities are broken. It was never Nevad, where it was. I mean, the possibilities are it was never Nevad. I mean, the possibilities for Heter are it was never Nevad. It broke by itself. It broke by a dime. The possibilities for Isser are, well, that's the most question. That's Rabbi Yochanan asks himself. Why is Shivrei Avodah Zarah also? The Mishnah says Shivrei Shlomim. The Mishnah says Shivrei Hamaitzi Shivrei Shlomim. Apparently, Shivrei Avodah Zarah are. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Shmuel, what's going on? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, why should Shivrei Avodah Zarah possibly be also? Shivrei Avodah Zarah, Avodah Mutter. There's no possibility for sure be mutter. What are you worried about? Worst case scenario, it was Nevad. It was Nevad and it broke by itself. That's like the worst case scenario. It was Nevad and it broke by itself. That's also okay. Nationally, at Sol, the guy remembers Yahish. So it's a cash in Reish Lakish. So the Gemara's first answer is Shivrei Avodah Zarah also mutter. So why did the Mishnah say so? Because the Mishnah has a different agenda. Wants to be soysim like Rav Meir. Then Rabbi Yochanan asks, and on the top of in Beis Amud Aleph, from the Dinah Motzi, take a look, the Gemara document, and Beis Amud Aleph asks, Rabbi Yochanan asks, from the Dinah Tav Mitzvah, Tav Mitzvah, they must have tavis had a tavis regal. Ela assume they should chase them never. Am I ashvarim the new? What's the issue tavis had and tavis regal? So what is it? You recognize that it's an avodah zarah. So you recognize an avodah zarah. It's a certain avodah. So what? But it's nishtabu reila. It's nishtabu reila's mutter. But it's also nishtabu reila's mutter. So what's the problem with the tavis had and tavis regal? And for the Gemara, the Gemara answers. So now we have to know what this means. Shmuel said it's talking about the season. It wasn't mushluch. So what? It wasn't mushluch. But shivay b'nizara. But it's still b'nizara shenishtab me'alel. Still b'nizara shenishtab me'alel. So what do I care if it's talking about the season? If it was mushluch, the ma'aseh was b'nizara shenishtab. Some of the pshat's going to be. The Gemara is saying that even though Reish Lakish is matter of a Nizarosh and Ishtab and Me'ilel, but that's only when it was Mushloch. When it was Mushloch, they subserved line with over the Dimitak and the Siyash. But if it's Haimdan al Basison, then that's a race and they're being the Siyash. The Heter is not an automatic after of a Nizarosh and Ishtab and Me'ilel. Of a Nizarosh and Ishtab and Me'ilel, they subserved line with over the Gaim and the Siyash. Nafshul Yat Salah. Subserved line with over. Maybe it needs to be corroborated. What did they do afterward? Did they throw it away? Nafshul Yat Salah. You found it Mushloch Bashuk? That's a reglai in the dove, and the taka when it broke, they said, Nafshalei Yatzola. You found it on you, so maybe that's a reason, the Nafshalei Yatzola. So Reish Lakish said, but it's a reason, Ishtab Mila, a reason with Teres. Maybe he's taka talking about where it's the, where this, where it was Mushloch. Where you saw afterwards they were Mashloch. Where we found it Mushloch. But in other words, so when you found it Mushloch, so we say, well, even if it was Nafshalei, it's still Muteres. But if you found it on the system, then you lose the heter of Abadizara, Shenishtabra Meilev. So it comes out like this. But the whole machlekes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is by mushlochim. Rav Yochanan holds that even if they're mushlochim, that's not such a raya that they were. That's not a raya. Rav Yochanan holds that if it was a real avodah zarah, even though it was mushloch, you'd like to assume that they were nisyayish. And therefore, if you found shivrei motzah shivrei avodah zarah, Rav Yochanan holds they're awesome. Because even though it's broken. And even though you found it mushloch, but it was an avodah zarah. You know, ain't sofak ma'isim de'vada. Plavi avodah zarah. Yeah, now you found it mushloch. You don't know. Maybe they were nisayish. Maybe they were about to be a dying. Maybe Rav Yochanan was bechal. Even if they were not, we don't think that this is svar of nashul yatzola. So it's only sofak they were about to be a dying. Ain't sofak ma'isim de'vada. Maybe we say it like that. It was according to Rav Yochanan, if it broke by itself, they're not nisayish. So you need to say that they broke it b'yadai. They broke it b'yadai. So what do you have? The fact that it's mushloch. The fact that it's mushloch and broken is not enough of a raya that they broke it b'yadai. Ain't sofik moitzim b'devada. That's a sofik. Maybe they broke it b'yadai. Yeah, there's a little bit corroborating evidence. And not enough in a mokum of avada avada zar. Mashaykin, according to Reish Lakish, avada zar, shenishtabra me'ilel, there is a sort of nashalei atzola. There is a sort of nashalei atzola. So even by avada avada zar, if you find it mushloch b'shuk, then you have a right to assume that they said Nafshalei Yatzol, but it has to be Mushloch Bashuk. If it was Ayim the Nabasisim, that undermines the Nafshalei Yatzol. You see, they weren't Nisyayish. But if it looks like they were Nisyayish, you found it Bashuk, then you have a right to assume, even in a Bari Yavadazar, you have a right to assume, look, I see that they're behaving the way I expect them to behave. They said Nafshalei Yatzol, they threw it away. What? No, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about a case of Mushloch. That's what comes out. But Umdan al Basisan, everybody asks. Even Reish Lakish asks, because even though he holds this as a Nashul Yatzolo, but do you see that they preserved the Avodah Zarah? You see they want to fix it. You see they was Umdan al Basisan. If they didn't throw it away, you can't say Nashul. You don't have this heter of Nashul Yatzolo. The Machlekes is if they didn't keep it. You found it Mushloch. So Rav Yochanan would say, that's not enough. Because Nashul Yatzolo, Rav Yochanan doesn't really believe in so much. So Rav Yochanan believes in. Maybe they broke it be a diet. That's a suffix moitzim devare. And Reish Lakish says, no, this is not only there is a sort of nashalei atzala. So as long as I don't see anything that's a reis in that, there's a reis in something, obviously, so there's a reis. But if there's no reis in nashalei atzala, so then I have a right to assume that they said nashalei atzala. The mice, it's mushloch, it's a shever, it's mushloch. Right to say that they said nashalei. You find a mushloch, you have a right to say that they said nashalei atzala.
So it comes out of the fear of Yerichanan. To Chumrus, as opposed to what we saw before in Shmuel, and Rish Lakish sounds now pretty much like Shmuel, comes out to Chumrus and Rav Yochanan, the opposite of Shmuel and Rish Lakish. Chumrus number one, that by Avodah Zarah Mamish, even if you found it mushluch and broken, it's still awesome. Right? Because he says, that's how Rav Yochanan read the Mishnah. The Mishnah only said, I might say Shivrei Shlomo. But if you might say Shivrei Avodah Zarah, Rav Yochanan says, Ein Sofik might say Midevale. You don't have a right to. Yeah, it was a vav but a zar. Natural light solar vehicles doesn't really. You know, I don't know if he doesn't believe in it. Well, it's certainly not a conclusion that he leaps to when he sees a shadow. El Maya was he broke it by a day. You see, it's mushluch maybe he broke it by a day. Ain't suffik mitzvah mitevada. It's a vav but a zar. It's only suffik that he broke it by a day. Where suffik that he threw it away was misyayish from it. So ain't suffik mitzvah mitevada. So that's chumah number one. The vehicle knows by a vav but a zar. You don't have any there. Chumah number two is that even by a tselem, the heter is only if they were mushluch, not if they're aimed at al-basisa. Because the Mishnah says in Moitzei Shivet Shlamim, so Reish Lakish and Shmuel were metargim the Mishnah by aimed at al-basisa. But Rav Yochanan, who asked for the Mishnah, he also holds, we're not talking about Oymden al Basisim. That you see in the Gemara. That this Tirgum of Shmuel, Oymden al Basisim, that's Shmuel, that's Rish Lakish. They're Metargam the Mishnah, they're talking about Oymden al Basisim. But Rav Yochanan, who asked for Rish Lakish in the Mishnah, he doesn't, or the Makshin before in the Sugi about Shmuel, they didn't hold that the Mishnah talking about Oymden al Basisim. They read the Mishnah, not Oymden al Basisim, it's Mushloch. And the Mishnah says the Heter is therefore Mitzvah Shivet Shlomim. So it has to be Mitzvah Shivet Shlomim. But Shivet Shlomim, that you were not Mitzvah, that were Oymden al Basisim. Rav Yochanan would hold our also. It's the mirror image of Shmuel. Shmuel, we had two kulas. We had kula number one, that Maitzi Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutter. We had that in Rish Lakish again, Maitzi Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutter. Because since it was Matzah Shivrei, you have a right to assume that they said in Hafshalei Yatzol that they were Nisyayish. Or that it was never Avodah Zarah in the first place. No, even Avodah Zarah Mamish. Maitzi Shivei, Shmuel is Shmuel and Rish Lakish and Mechadish, that if you Maitzi Shivei Avodah Zarah, it's Mutter. I say Avodah Zarah, it's often Maitzi Shivei Avodah. No, since it's Mushlach and it's a Shevrei, we say Nafshalei Yatzol. It's not mushluch, then that undermines it. And, you know, you see, they didn't say nashalei atzol. You see, they want to venerate it. But if you find it mushluch, then you have a right to say that the goyim said nashalei atzol. Even Avodah Zarah, that was one heter of Shmuel. And then we said another heter in Shmuel is Oymden al Basisim. That even though the Mishnah says might say, but it doesn't mean might say. It means Oymden al Basisim. So therefore, the Mishnah's matter shivei shlomim, even when they're Oymden al Basisim. Even when they're Oymden al Basisim, we could be matter shivei shlomim. Because Suffolk might say they Suffolk, you know, maybe they broke it be a dime. I ended up a Sisson, but since it's Suffolk in the first place, we can be Makel in that, we can be Makel in that Suffolk. Rabbi Yochanan is Chaylik on both things. Rabbi Yochanan, first of all, doesn't accept the heter of Maitzi Shivei Vadazar. He holds like the Makshin for it. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept that heter. He says Maitzi Shivei Vadazar also. Since he doesn't hold from Nashalei Atzolo, so therefore ain't Suffolk might say they Vadai. So it's a body of Arizor. In a body of Arizor, all these fakers don't help. So Maitzi Shivei doesn't help. It's still going to be Osir. That's Chumah number one. And Chumah number two, Shmuel doesn't read the Mishnah talking about Oymden al Basisim. Shmuel read the Mishnah talking about Mushluch. I mean, I keep saying Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon doesn't read the Mishnah like Tirgum Shmuel by Oymden al Basisim, like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon says the Mishnah is not Oymden al Basisim. So if the Mishnah is not Oymden al Basisim, it means the Mishnah talking about Mushluch. So the heter of Maitzi Shivei Shlomim is only by Maitzi Shivei Shlomim. You need those things. You need Maitzi, and it has to be itself. The Rambam holds like Shmuel, passes like a Yechonah. The Rif, the Rambam, they pass like a Yechonah. So therefore, the Rambam passes that by Avodah Zarah Mamish, there's no head of Maitzi. But on the other hand, by Etzelem, the Rambam says there is a heter, but the heter is only not only Rabbi Sisson. We find it in the Rabbi Sisson. The Rambam says it's not Mutter. The heter of Shlomim, Shivei Shlomim, is only by Motzav Teich Hashukah, but Teich Hashukah, Maitzi Shivei Shlomim. Because that's good for the part of the machlekes between Rav Yochanan on the one hand and Rish Lakish and Shmuel on the other. Is the Mishnah talking about Oymden al Basisim? Shmuel and Rish Lakish said Tirgum we're metagim the Mishnah by Oymden al Basisim. That means you don't need Maitzeh. You don't need Matzah B'Shuk. It's even mutter. You found it in its place. Rav Yochanan is chaylik on that. He doesn't learn the Mishnah by Oymden al Basisim. So the head of the Mishnah is only by Maitzeh Slamim. Only if you found it Mushuk B'Shuk B'Teichad B'Toyz. So that's the Rambam. Says the Rambam, you need Takan Avarizor is never mutter. Only Slamim. Tavnis Adam, Tavnis Regel, for example, are never mutter, even if you found it with Techa Gutois, it's not going to be mutter. And number two, Tamas Ham Tamas Regel is about Eved Zor. So that's Rav Yechonon. Because the Rambam said by Tzlomim, what if you found the Betei Chashuk? And the Rambam said by Tamas Ham Tamas Regel, which is Vaday Eved Zor, it's also even if you found the Betei Chashuk. Those two things are Rav Yechonon. Shmuel and Rish Lakish would argue on both things. Shmuel and Rish Lakish would say that by Tzlomim, it's mutter even if it's Eved Zor, not only Mushluch. And they would say that if it's mushluch, then even Avodah Zarah is mutter. Even Tavis Adam, Tavis Regel are mutter. The Ram passes like Rav Yechonon. Therefore, he says, no, both of those terms don't apply. Even by Itzelim, it's only mutter if it's mushluch. And even by an Avodah Zarah mamish, mushluch doesn't help. And that flows from Rav Yechonon's reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about Besisal. The Mishnah is talking about Matzah. Mushluch, but Techashim. And it's only Matit Slomim, not Avodah Zarah. So Mele, the head, there's only Moitzei Tzlomim. If you found it Tzelem, which is a Sofik in the first place, and you found it Mushluch, then you have a right to assume that the guy was Sofik, Moitzei Mitei Sofik. It's corroborated, in fact, that it was thrown away. Then you have a right to assume that it was, that it's Mutter. But about Zohar Mamish, ain't Sofik, Moitzei Mitei Vada. And even by Tzelem, only if it's Mushluch. The only thing is, Mamish Gavala comes out there. Mamish emerges from his havana, from this havana of the sugya. You start with that hanocha that I'm the nabasisim. It's like a reconstruction. It's a work of reconstruction. You know, from one bone, you have to construct the whole dinosaur. But just from this fact, you know, you start with this hanocha. The Rambam's pshat and I'm the nabasisim is that I'm the nabasisim is the opposite of mushluch b'tei chashuk. So Mamish Gavala, so it comes out the machlekes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rav Yechon versus Rish Lakish and Shmuel. Comes out about two things. First of all, it's about Shiva Avodah Zarah, that says in the Gemara. Then it's also about whether Tirgum Shmuel by Imdanah B'Sisim. Is the Mishnah talking about Imdanah B'Sisim? What does that mean? That means we have here double machlokes. Number one, is the heter of Shiva Tzlomim, does it require that it should be Mushluch? Or is the heter of Shiva Tzlomim, even if it's Imdanah B'Sisim? Machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. And number two, when it's not Imdanah B'Sisim, when it's Taka Motzah, Taka Mushluch, is the heter only by Shiva Islam or even by Shiva Avodah Zarah? In both of those things, the Rambam passes the Chumah like Rav Yechonon. The one thing that's a chiddush though in the Rambam, and I'm not so sure how the Rambam knew this, is that the Rambam says that by Yitzelem, if it's Mushluch, it's Mutter even if it's not broken. The Rambam is mashma that Amoitzei Tzlomim, it does not have to be Shiva Tzlomim. Amoitzei Tzlomim, Oishivrein. That was love. Silmei avaris kechavim hanimtsoi mushlochem v'shukum v'betoicha gvetoi se'el mutorim v'ein tzorech loy meshivit silmeim. We've heard in the Rambam that you don't need, even though it says meitzei shivit slomim, the shivit is not necessary. As long as it's meitzei slomim, that's also good. And I guess the logic being it's sofik meitzei v'dei sofik. Basically the heter is that it's, we're going to be the heter is sofik meitzei v'dei sofik. So it's a selim is a sofik. And it's a sofik nevat. And then mushloch creates another sofik. You know, the fact that it's mushluch means that maybe there was, that creates another suffix, another reason to think maybe it was never, or maybe they were Messiah Shrema. How are we going to learn this, what mushluch gives me? Does it tell me that they was never, or does it tell me they were Messiah Shrema, but it's Zara? So that's enough for suffix, might say Mede suffix, might say Tzlomim is enough. Either Mishnah says Shiva Tzlomim, that's a chiddush. I mean, I don't know, Kashuk, that's Shver from the Gemara. But how did the Ram know? At the end of the day, the Mishnah says, I might say Shiva Tzlomim. Why did I say Hamaitzit Shiva Islam? I should have said Hamaitzit Islam in Harayel Mutar. That I don't know. Where the Ram got that in the Kuddha from?
I mean, for the Sefer, because the
Sefer is
talking
about Tavisan,
Tavisan, Tavisan,
Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan,
Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan,
Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, Tavisan, maybe you need all three things. Maybe in order to be mutter, you need shmeitzei shivrei tzlomim. If it's not mutter, it's not mitzoser. If it's not slum, it's not. It's also like by a tavnis gan and tavnis regal. And if it's not shivrei, it's not also. If it's not shivrei, it's so that I don't know. It's not shver from what we're learning to the Gemara, but it's just. But it's still. But that I don't have a mokel for. How did the Rambam know that mitzei slumim is mutter? That needs to be thought about. But now what?
Like Mara says that
Mara Beis makes
look like her mayor, and that's what
the Samaras. That's not
like
the
Bani
Shalom. The Gemara says that the
The Mishnah is going like a mayor because it talks of Reish Lakish. We don't have like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said it talked about Shiva Islam, even though the emes is Shiva, but is there also a mutter? Because it wanted to be Saisim like a mayor. I mean, obviously, what do I have to do? Why is that for this? But at the end of the day, whether it's Rameh or not Rameh, at the end of the day. But I'm not sure how it helps for this. The Rambam doesn't pass like a mayor, so you don't pass like a mayor. So we're talking here about. The Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about Slomim versus Slomim. What's the Mishnah talking about? Rameh is Slomim. Reish Lakish says the Mishnah wanted to say Shiva Islam and tell me that Slomim Atzman Rasurim Kerab Meir. And according to the whole Slomim also Kerab Meir, passing like a mayor. We don't pass like a mayor. So what's the Chiddush of Shiva Islamim? Islam themselves are also Mutter, so what's the Chiddush of Shiva Islamim?
In the Mishnah,
Islam
like a mayor.
Islam, what?
In the Mishnah, the Chiddush is like a mayor, but we're not
possible. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah says, Shvar, I'm not sure what you're saying, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah says, Nishir Bitzlam. So there are three kulas here, there are three elements of kul. Even if it's a mayor, it's only a tzelem, which is a suffix. The rest of the fair is even a mayor, it's only a suffix. And the what?
Hashir Eber is Kham Sur. That was the real question. Rish Lakish, he was saying, Chiddush, the Mishnah is
Hashir Eber is Kham Sur. Right, so Rish Lakish. We're going to agree on the Reish Lakish. It says Hamaytzi Shivay Tzlamim. The implication is that Shivay Avodah Zarah in this case would be Aser. Truly, once the Gemara ends, it's time. Not really what you're saying, but it's time point. Once the Gemara at the end, the answer is that Tirgum Shmuel Ba'im and Al-Basisla. You don't need any more of the Teretz of. That it's coming to be Saisim like a mayor. Once you say Slomim, I'm the Nabasisim. So the Mishnah says, says Shivrei Tzlomim because Shivrei Avodah Zarah Taka also. Because once it's I'm the Nabasisim, Reish Lakish is only Matir Shivrei Avodah Zarah when they're not I'm the Nabasisim, when they're Mushlach. That's the Gemara Tirgum Shmuel, I'm the Nabasisim. Tavnis Adam, Tavnis Regal. Tavnis Adam, Tavnis Regal is Avodah Zarah. And it's also because it's I'm the Nabasisim. So when Reish Lakish says Shivay but Avodah Zarah and Shtaber Leiz Muteres, that's only when it's not Imdan Al Basisan. Once you say the Mishnah is talking about Imdan Al Basisan, so the Mishnah had to say Shlomim. How could it say Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah when it's Imdan Al Basisan is Taka also. So Nechrami, once you say Tirgum Shmuel by Imdan Al Basisan, you don't need any more the Teres that the Mishnah wants to be Shlomim like a Meir. And then it's not even so Rochik because. The Gemara is the Kasha and Shmuel. The Kasha from the Mishnah, why did it say Shiva Yitzlam? Should have said Shiva Yitzlam. The Gemara already asked the Naman Aleph and Shmuel. And Shmuel answers because of Tavnis Adam and Tavnis Regal. I'm the Nabas Yisrael. So now in the Beis, Rabbi Yochanan asked this Kasha to Reish Lakish. She tried a different Teretz. It's coming to be Saisim like a Meir. But at the end of the day, that doesn't work. Because it's not Mas, because you still get into Tavnis Adam and Tavnis Regal. And the Gemara has to answer I'm the Nabas Yisrael. And I'm the Nabas Yisrael is what the Gemara by Shmuel said is the Teretz for the original question. Once you have that teretz of Ayin al Basis, and the Mishnah is talking about Ayin al Basis, and not talking about Mushloch, so then you could say that the head, just like in Shmuel, the heter of Shivrei Avodah Zarah is only by Mushloch, not by Ayin al Basis. So there's no kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Shlomim because we're talking about Ayin al Basis. So the same too in Reish Lakish, apparently. Reish Lakish said Avodah Zarah should stop earlier as in Muteres. But we don't allow the Shvarim of their Ayin al Basis. So the Mishnah is very good. It's Ayin al Basis, and so talked about Shivrei Shlomim. Okay. This last Nakuda, how does Ram know if it's whole? I'm not quite sure what to do with it. How does the Ram know that could make something extra here in the sugya that we can that I'm missing in the chesmen? So I just want to one more Nakuda here. We asked before the Ram raises halacha hamaytzi shivet shlomim or hamaytzi shlomim. The Ram raises the perek zayin. So we asked, why is it in perek zayin? Belongs in perek ches. We don't even know hilchas bittul yet. That's not so shvei now. Because it comes out Lefi the Rambam, even without what I'm saying, but it's stronger after all this. Lefi the Rambam, the sight of the head there of Hamaytzi Shivrei Tzlomim is not just because they're broken. It's time you read the Mishnah, Hamaytzi Shivrei Tzlomim, what's the head? The Tzlomim of the Chosu, why is Shivrei Tzlomim Mutter?
because of Shvarim. So it's the fact that the Shvarim is, you know, it tells me that he broke it B'Yadayim, or naturally at Solo, or the Hetter lies in the fact that the Shvarim. The Fider Amam, since we're passing that it's not talking about Imdan al-Basisim, it's talking about it's Mushlach, the Hetter is not because they're brokenness, the Hetter is because they're Mushlach. It's because they're Mushlach. In fact, the Rama holds, they don't even have to be broken. Okay, that's a Shara. We don't know where the Rama exactly knew that from. But the Rama says that Be'etzim, the Hetter, Hamaitzi Shivet Shlomim, is even Hamaitzi Shlomim. You find fine hold Shlomim. Ganzen Shlomim, but you find the B'toich HaShukah, B'toich HaGbetoiz. The Rama says that's also Mutter. So the Hetter is not, doesn't lie in the fact that it's broken. The Hetter lies in the fact that it's Mushlach. One's Hetter lies in the fact that it's Mushlach, it could be, or it's easier to say, that the head that you don't have to come on to Bittl. Two things. Number one, according to the Rambam, Bam passing like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Imdan al-Basisa. That means the kid was Mushlach. The head that lies in the fact that it's Mushlach, and like I just said, it doesn't even have to be broken. The head there is the fact that it's Mushlach, and B, the fact that it was a Suffolk in the first place. That's another thing we learned from Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that the side of the head there is that Suffolk makes him a day Suffolk. Suffolk makes him a day Suffolk. So, clearly the Ram held, you don't really have to come out of it a bit. Since it's only a Selim in the first place, I don't know for sure that it's a Surah Nevedis. And number two, it's Mushlach. The fact that it's Mushlach is also an indication that it's not, that it was never Nevad. If it was Nevad, then they wouldn't have been Mashlach it. So, of course, now that we know that there's Bittel, you know, you can tell that Sofik that has to do with the fact that they were Mevatel it. But you don't need to know, you don't need to get up to Parakhes to understand this halacha. This halacha, the Rambam Parak Zayin is talking about which surahs are also. Later on, he talks about Bittel. Right now, he's talking about which surahs are also. You find the surahs are also or not. Shlomim are they also? Pesach Hamadina, Yad Yodim Makal. Which are the Shlomim that you have to assume that they're Avodah Zarah? Says the Rambam, you have it Selim. You don't know what it is. It's a Selim. It could be anything. You know, it could be just maybe it's Obama. I don't know. You don't know what it is. Maybe that's Yesh Tikla Avodah Zarah. But you found it Selim. You don't know what it is. If it's Avodah Zarah or not. And on top of that, it was Mushlach B'Toich HaGbetoiz. So you don't have to assume that it's an Avodah Zarah. Yeah, now afterwards, you learn about Hilchos Bittel, it also goes into the Suffolk. We don't really need that. The din of Suffolk, Maitzim Midei Suffolk, it's enough to say that in the first place, it's not a Tzur, that's Vadin Avedis. And number two, it's Mushlach. That's another Reglayim Udom, that this Selim was never Nevad. So you don't need, it's not per se a halacha that has to do with Bittel. Of course, Suffolk, Maitzim Midei Suffolk, as I said, once we know Dinei Bittel, that will also go into the Suffolk. That'll be enriched later on. But in my sense, the halacha stands, it stands fine in Perek Zayin. If you find Shlomim, you don't have to assume that they were Maitzit Shlomim, Mushlochim, B'toich HaShukah, B'toich HaGbetoiz. You don't have to assume that that's a Surah Nevedis. And Selim altogether is a Suffolk, it's a Surah Nevedis. And B'frat, when it's Mushloch, B'toich HaShukah, then Avadi, you don't have to worry that it's a Surah Nevedis. That's why maybe, and again, you know, if the head was only if it's broken, not if it's not broken, so then it would be very much masculine, you know, that then the halacha would, then the, this hetter would be based on the fact that there's a suffix that he broke it, or that it broke me'eleo, so there's a suffix bittel involved. But once the Rambam tells me that the hetter, again, I don't know which mokra is, but once the Rambam holds that the hetter doesn't even have to be broken to have the hetter, the hetter is that it's mushloch matei chashuk. So maybe that also has to do with bittel, you know, naturally, but you don't need that anymore. Once the hetter doesn't build on the fact that it's broken, so then I can understand the hetter even without resorting to bittel. I can understand the hetter is, it's only itself in the first place, plus it's mushloch matei chashuk. That's a very, so therefore, mecha teis, that it's never deserved. On the other hand, if it's a vali of a deserve, if it's tavis yada, tavis regal, it's surah nevedis, says the Rambam, then you have to worry that it's a vali of a deserve. So even though it's mushloch, it's still awesome. What does it help that it's mushloch? But it was a vali of surah nevedis. This is a surah nevedis, tavis yada, tavis regal. Is it surah nevedis? So even though, you know, you found it mushloch, you have to assume that it's a surah nevedis. Don't say, well, this is yada regal, you know, I found it in the shuk, this is maybe not from the surah nevedis. But you see that it's a nevedis, from the style, that this is a Surah Nevedis, then you have to assume that it's also the fact that it's Mushlach is not going to take off that is. That's what he's talking about over here in Perek Zayin. Later on in Perek Ches, there the Ram is not going to talk about Hilchos Bittel. So Ram comes back to this halacha and he says, in terms of Hilchos, you know, in terms of, says the Rambam, well, you should know, once an Avodah Zarah is an Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Vaday, so even though it was Nishtav Meheleo, it's not Mutter, it passes like Rav Yochanan. He tells me Rav Yochanan versus Rish Lakish. that when you have a vade vadezara, nishtar b'meila is not a heter. And once nishtar b'meila is not a heter, then if you found broken pieces of an vadezara, you have to be chosh, ein sofik moitzim v'devadei. Meila, if nishtar b'meila was a heter, so it wouldn't be ein sofik moitzim v'devadei. It would be a vade vadezara. You had a vade vadezara, but it was nishtar b'meila. As long as you don't have a reyes of oinon abasisim. A reyes of oinon abasisim might be different. But if you don't have a reyes of oinon abasisim, there will be a vade and a vade vadezara, but it broke. But we don't pass in the Kishlokish. That's why I'm very pressed. He's telling me we don't pass in the Kishlokish. We pass in the Vodazara, Shilishtab Mila is not a heter. So if you find a broken Vodazara, what do you have? A Sophic that broke to be a dying? Ain't Sophic Maitzim Devada. So that's the Ram tells me in Perak Chesed, ain't Sophic Maitzim Devada. It was the two halachas, the Ram is addressing two different things. Here in Perak Zion, he's talking about, when do I have to assume that this is a Tzura Nevedis? He says, the Ram, you found that selling Mushlach Patech Hashuk, you don't have to assume it's a Tzura Nevedis. Because you have it's a suffering in the first place, and it's mushlich b'shul. Mechatez it's a tzur nevedus. And the tamnis yad and the tamnis regel, you have to assume it's a tzur nevedus. If you found a vada v'rezor, it's nothing to talk about. The Ram doesn't say anything about vada v'rezor. But he says, you found a tamnis yad and tamnis regel, that's the mission. The mutz of tamnis yad and tamnis regel are eber sholem, and it looks like a koich of a mazl, you see from the tzur that it's a tzur nevedus. So then you have to assume that it's an v'rezor. Once you have to assume it's an v'rezor, then there's no heter of mushlich b'shul. Because it's an v'rezor. I know it's an v'rezor. Once I know it's an avodah zarah, mushlich b'shuk doesn't help me. Mushlich b'shuk helps me if I don't know if it's an avodah zarah. It's only a tzelem. So if it's mushlich b'shuk, I can assume it's not a tzelem. It's not a dover hanebot. But if it's a tadnis yad and tadnis regel, then I have to assume that it is a dover hanebot, even if it's mushlich b'shuk. It's not halachas of bittul over here. I mean, the sugi is busy with bittul because in the sugi we know about bittul. But the rami halachas before we even know about bittul. The rami is just defined it can be tzuras and avodahs. A tzelem mushlich b'shuk is not a tzura and avodahs because it's a double suffix. Hey, it's the whole tzura you don't know about. And number two, it's mushlich b'shuk. So you don't have to assume that it's a tzura nevedis. Tavis out of tavis shel, you have to assume it's a tzura nevedis. That's what Ram here in Perek Zayin says about a zora. About a zora, of course, it's a tzura nevedis. You saw it being nevad. The Ram talks about tavis out of tavis shel, things where you don't know if it's where you didn't see it being nevad. But the Ram says, but from the architecture, from the artistic style, you can see that it's a tzura nevedis. That's enough to label it a tzura nevedis, and it's also despite the fact that it's mushlich b'shuk. And Perek Ches is coming out from Hilchas Bittul. Perek Ches already told me Hilchas Bittul. Says the Ram, that's Machlech and Rishlokish. How does Bittul play in? Avodizor and Nishtab Mila, is that a Bittul or not? Says the Ram, we pass like a Yochan, Nishtab Mila is not a Bittul. If Nishtab Mila is not a Bittul, then if you have a Vade Avodizor, doesn't have to talk there about Yad and Regal. It's not a Vade Avodizor. He's telling me Allah, I'm going to talk to Vade. What's the difference? How it's a Vade Avodizor? You saw it being never. You have a Vade Avodizor, and then you see that it's broken. So if Nishtar B'Mela would be a heter, so it would be Suvadim Maitzim Devadim, as long as not Imdin Abbasisim, which would undermine it. But since the fact is that Nishtar B'Mela is not a heter, so the only heter is that maybe he broke it be a dayim, Ein Sofik Maitzim Devadim. That's the Ram Perches. Bittul works, but Ein Sofik Maitzim Devadim. Yeah, that's it. That's the Ram. Okay, tomorrow, Mishum, I want to go back to the sugya. You had a sugya about the Maram of the Maltvose, Machnis and the Moichelot. I think I'll talk about that a little bit, even though it's a little bit peripheral to us. Talk about that a little bit. And then we'll go for maybe I'll send some Maram of the Maltvose.